You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. We've got two guests in our studio today. It's unusual to have a viola recital, sad to say, one of my favorite instruments. But tonight, there's a recital with Jorge Martinez. He's the violist on faculty here at New Mexico State University, and with La Catrina String Quartet, and a visiting guest pianist, Alain Del Real from Mexico. And there will also be a clarinetist. We're going to hear all about this. The concert is tonight at Good Samaritan Auditorium at 7. Welcome, Jorge Martinez and Alain Del Real.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Jorge, tell us about this concert, which I only just found out about. And you're bringing in a clarinetist from the Juarez Symphony.
That's right.
So we want to hear what's on the program and how this came to be.
All right. So Alain and I used to play together back in 98, 99 at the conservatory in Morelia. We were really, really good friends, really close, always thinking about music, practicing together. And we had such a good time that we always said, let's make sure we continue playing together in a near future. And I guess that near future already passed us because it's been about 22 years. And, you know, life tends to take us in many different routes. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to be in touch with everybody. But luckily, we saw each other actually in my hometown. He was playing there with the orchestra, Camerata de Coahuila. And I was visiting too. We got in touch and went out for lunch, talked about many different possibilities for playing together. And we decided to start playing, to reconnect, listen to each other. Our next project after this performance tonight would be playing either the two Brahms sonatas or the Hindemith sonatas for viola and piano.
And is that already set up, or is that a plan?
That's the plan. Hopefully, okay. Next semester or next year, early next year. But that's our next.
So this project. Is this the first time that you're playing together tonight in 20 years?
After
almost
yes,
20 year, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Well, so for this concert, we have Radostin Konstantinov. He's going to be playing a modern piece by a composer from Bulgaria.
Ola. Tiberiu Ola. Is that the one?
Yes.
His last name is Ola. Yes.
Yes. And I heard a little bit about, I heard this piece a little bit when he was practicing, and it sounds, even though it's modern, it sounds really interesting. It has all the effects and sonorities and colors you can get from a clarinet. And I think people are going to enjoy something different.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Alain will perform three pieces on the piano arranged by Liszt.
Only two by Liszt, and the third one is mine. Is my own composition.
Yes, I read on the program, and it's some sort of homage to Scriabin.
To Scriabin, exactly.
Uh huh. Do you do much composing?
Yes, I have a cycle. It's from baritone and piano. I was
a song cycle.
Song cycle, mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's I think is the product for my instructions in Bellas Artes, in opera. So the result is this song cycle.
Okay, a song cycle. And then two, Liszt was very famous for writing these paraphrases from opera.
Yes.
For piano and for people to get to hear the famous tunes in other contexts. So that's also on the program. Mm-hmm. And then you're collaborating for this not so frequently performed double concerto of Max Bruch for clarinet and viola. Mm-hmm. I, first of all, I love that combination, but more often it seems, or at least we have one recording, which we'll hear in a little bit, with violin and viola instead, the violin playing the clarinet part. Tell us about this piece.
Well, it's a fantastic concerto. You know, Bruch always wanted to follow the language of Schumann and Mendelssohn.
Yeah, romantic.
Very romantic. And he decided to write this piece to his son, Max Felix Bruch. And when you listen...
Who was a clarinetist.
Who was a clarinetist, yes. And when you listen to the opening, it's very rhapsodic in a way. It's like a cadence at the beginning a little bit with chords coming from the orchestra to sort of dictate the pulse of the piece. And so the viola starts, which is a really nice thing. And then the clarinet plays exactly the same on a different register. And then finally, the clarinet presents the main theme. Hmm. And the first movement is you know, very pleasant, very beautiful, very sorrowful at moments. But it's this great lyricism. When I was practicing the piece, I could actually hear some Dvorak in the music. And then the second movement sounds a lot like any middle movement by Brahms. And the last one, I think, sort of resembles a little bit of the music by Strauss. You have these wonderful fanfares by the brass, and it's very virtuosic. And it's a wonderful concerto. I'm really happy to be able to collaborate with Radostin, who is playing in the clarinet, and Alain visiting us and helping us with the accompaniment.
Jorge, is this the first time you're performing this piece?
It is the first time ever.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the main reasons of why we're doing this program is because I'll be playing this as soloist with my hometown orchestra, Camerata de Coahuila, on Friday, May 25th. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to play it here with a wonderful pianist so that once I get to the orchestra, since I am mainly a chamber music musician,
yeah,
you know, it's a different thing to be in front of an orchestra and do that kind of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll have a different clarinetist, presumably.
Yes, actually, it's
weeks.
The principal from that orchestra, which is also a really great clarinetist. When I moved to Las Cruces back in 2009, I was invited often to play with the Juarez Symphony. And every time there was a clarinet solo, I would think, oh, who's that really great player? Hmm. And so we talked a little bit, never really thought about the possibility of playing something together. We talked about the Mozart clarinet quintet at some point, but that never happened. And now that we wanted to do this program, I thought immediately about him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wonderful.
There is another reason, and we are starting a chamber music organization in Juarez called Asociación de Música de Cámara del Norte. There's a nice orchestra. There are many good musicians there in Juarez, but there's not chamber music. And the idea behind this project is to showcase the faculty from an MSU in two concerts, faculty from UACJ, the university there, in two concerts, and also our students, the young artists that can perform, and invite a guest artist that is already performing, that has, you know, a nice career, that would be willing to come here to Juarez to perform. So this is the official second concert for the association in Juarez. Tonight we play here at the Good Samaritan at 7 p.m., and tomorrow we have two concerts at 6 and at 8 p.m.
And in Juarez.
In Juarez, and it's actually a beautiful setting. We met this man, Javier Ortiz Pantoja. He's the owner of a gourmet restaurant, La Custodia de San Pablo. It's the best food you can find, and it's delicious. So they built this restaurant, which is also a gallery. But in the back, they have a recital hall.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Always thought that it would be a combination of good food, good art, and music. So they have music, all kind of music, every week. And he's one of our main sponsors for the concert series in Juarez. So we play there on the back recital hall of his restaurant.
Huh, wonderful. Two dinner shows.
Yes.
Wonderful. So, Alain, have you played this piece before? And if you need to refer to Jorge for English, that's
no,
fine.
No, never.
Never?
Never before.
Uh-huh. So for both of you, this is a new thing. How long have you had a chance to rehearse?
Oh,
we started to rehearse since he arrived to the airport in Juarez on Tuesday. He got there at noon, picked him up, went to actually straight to rehearse. Then we had we had lunch after that because they, you know, the schedule has been a little complicated. Going to Juarez every day to rehearse, and a line coming from Mexico City. He's used to the traffic, and I was telling him that the constructions we have in going to El Paso are rare, but right now it's very difficult.
It's
so it's been long days, but we're really excited to play together. I think something that, you know, makes us feel much more comfortable with Alain is that he's been accompanying singers in Bellas Artes for how many years, Alain?
It's almost 2 years and a half.
So he has really good experience playing, you know, the orchestra part of the operas.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden
a
having...
it's a lot.
Yes, a lot. Not only traditional opera, even modern opera. Actually, right now, I'm working in Bruno Maderna's opera, Satyricon. It's a very strange opera.
Yeah.
But I have to do this kind of stuff.
Yes, so Bruno Maderna was aptly named because he's very modern.
Yes. And, well, it's been interesting because, you know, he has this score and he's asking, you know, the cellos are supposed to have pizzicatos in here. Do you want me to play that or do you prefer me to play the bass line to keep the pulse? Or if I do the pizzicato, should I do it with pedal or not? So you can tell he has the score on his mind.
The whole score.
And
it
makes it, you know, very easy for musicians to put things together.
Yeah. So I'm curious because neither of you have played this piece. You've started to answer it, Jorge, and maybe we'll get some of Alain's viewpoint too. So you made the decision after 20 years to play together again. You chose a piece that neither of you have ever performed. So even though you've just started rehearsing this week when Alain got to the United States, were you conferring in the previous weeks or months about the piece, your thoughts on the piece, or were you know what I'm asking? Were you collaborating beforehand by phone or email before you actually got in the practice room?
You know, it's not best when you talk to a friend you want to play with and say, you know, this is kind of accompaniment instead of chamber music. So I feel bad because I wish we could play, you know, something that we both have exactly the same importance in terms of sharing musical lines. I mean, the piano part for the concerto obviously does, but it's not the same than chamber music.
Yeah, we should just talk about that a little bit for listeners. Because with chamber music, the idea is that even though one part may have more of a role than another, the idea is that it's an ensemble all working together and equally. But when you have a concerto, it's hard to think of the orchestra as the accompaniment because it's often a dialogue between the solo instruments and the orchestra. But you're right, especially when it's reduced down to two hands on the piano, it becomes more of an accompaniment, and the soloist is the one who's supposed to shine, or in this case, two soloists. But still, Alain, I have to give you credit because I just can't imagine what it would be like to perform orchestra on one piano.
We did talk to each other. We were in the phone also with Radostin because the tempo marking for the second movement is really slow. You don't hear a recording. None of the recordings out there play that tempo. And the tempo on the last movement is extremely fast. Nobody plays it that way either. Huh. Even, you know, the violist we admire or clarinetist, it's too fast. And it's, you know, not so much the what it takes to play it. It's just that the quality of the music and what you want to express, it's not there when you play it that fast.
Yeah.
So we decided to get to a point where we know the pianist can be comfortable doing the orchestra part, which is, you know, many, many fingers playing all the time. And so we all got to tempos we like. I think on the second rehearsal, we had the notes ready and all that, but we started to take liberties to follow each other and make it more of a nice dialogue between the instruments.
Yeah. Alain, you have anything to add to that?
I think Maestro Jorge explained everything, but I agree. about the temples is not go again to the composer is
against.
Is against. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Thank you. is more conquest, yeah, to the music, to the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The tempo is only the something, the suggestion, a suggestion for the composer. So I think we find something interesting in these new tempos. Mm-hmm. It's more explosive in some case. Hmm.
Well, that's part of how you bring your interpretation, right, into the music, yeah, together. Now, it is a in this sense, it is a collaboration. Maybe
exactly.
Not chamber,
yeah,
music, but of course, it's a collaboration with three musicians and the composer.
Mm-hmm.
The composer, only what's on the paper, and you get to add what's going to happen in the,
yes,
concert. My guests have been Alain Del Real, from Mexico.
Yeah.
Are you going back to Mexico after this concert right away?
Yes,
yeah,
for this opera, Bruno Maderna.
Oh, okay.
We
Bruno
have
Maderna's
the presentation.
Opera. Wonderful. And where are you based in Mexico? In what city? Where are you?
In Mexico City.
Oh, in Mexico
City. Yeah.
Okay. And Jorge Martinez Rios, who's our violist here at New Mexico State. And the concert is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Good Samaritan Auditorium. And yes, one more thing.
Well,
Jorge,
if I can add, it's been great to play at the Good Samaritan. They've been really helpful to all the musicians in town, lending us their hall. I've talked to some of the patrons there. They say it's great for them because they feel they are at Etzerhatzi's palace and they feel they have music
all the time.
Often. And, yeah, and I just want to acknowledge their help. We always need spaces to perform here in Las Cruces, and I hope this continues for many years.
Oh, I so agree. Thank you so much. Thank you both for coming in.
While, thank you.
As you leave, we're going to play the last movement of this concerto that we've been discussing by Max Bruch. It's here performed with violin and viola and orchestra. Tonight it will be clarinet and viola and piano. We're going to be listening to Yuri Bashmet on the viola, Naimi Yerevi conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Viktor Tretiakov is the violinist. Thanks again for joining us
today.
Thank
you so much, Leora.